The thing I wanted to talk about today is that there's some interesting halachot that are related to health. And what's particularly interesting is that while these are like ancient health practices, there are some that we keep today and some that we don't. And I wanted to explore that for a second. So the most classic example is that we don't eat fish and meat together. Right? The Gemara in Pesachim talks about how someone who eats fish and meat together, they're going to get some sort of sickness or illness. The Gemara calls it a davar acher, and Rashi says they're going to get sara'at. And I don't know if anyone thinks that will necessarily apply today if someone eats fish and meat together, yet that's still the common halachic practice, right? Most people don't eat fish and meat together. And even though they can't be eaten together, we don't apply any of the chumro of regular kashrut, where you can use the same dishes for them in general, perhaps you can cook them in the same oven if one is covered. We're not so machmer in terms of like normal halachic law, but we're still machmer not to eat them together. If someone's eating one, they should wash their mouth out before eating the other, or use a different plate, or clean their plate. And that's one halacha. Another interesting one is that some people, at this table perhaps, don't eat fish and milk together.
Whoa.
Right? So Sfardim don't just not eat fish and meat, they also don't eat fish and milk, right? That's the psak of the Beit Yosef. But the Darchei Moshe, who is Rav Moshe Israel, the same person as the Ramah, he calls out the Beit Yosef and says it's actually a typo. Right? He says, whoa, when they said fish and milk, he really just meant fish and meat. Because everyone knows fish and meat you can't eat together. And the fact that the Beit Yosef said fish and milk, well, that doesn't make any sense, right? Everyone knows that doesn't cause any health issues.
He also quotes, like, references of fish and meat in that actual, like, when he says, like, oh, and see here.
Right.
He references of fire, which is nothing.
Oh, wow. So he calls it, like, a toad. So for him, it must be a typo, because no one knows where he got that from. It's not, you know, he doesn't base it in a Gemara, necessarily, like, as opposed to the fish and meat. And that's Sfardim are machmir for, following the Beit Yosef, at least some Sfardim. Ashkenazim are not machmir for. So that is all one area of like halacha that we keep today. There's another halacha that if a certain, and this is a total coincidence that it was mentioned this morning, Marissa talked about it this morning, after davening, but if a drink is left open overnight, we say you shouldn't drink from that drink. Right? And that's a Gemara in Chulin. And the reason is because we're concerned that snake venom might have gotten into the drink. Right? And today we say that the halacha does not apply. No one applies that halacha unless you want to be machmir. But we say, listen, we don't live in a place where there's snakes, so you don't have to be concerned about the snake venom. The Pri Chadash actually says that people should be stringent in Israel because there are more snakes. So, I don't know. I guess like if you work in like a zoo, like a reptile part of a zoo, like I don't know, there you should be careful. But like in most places, you don't need to be careful for this. So I was like struggling to understand. Well, why some of these health things? Like I think it's easy to imagine a lot of the health that comes up in the Gemara, a lot of the health advice or medicinal practices are not relevant today or proven to not be true. But some we seem to keep, and some we seem to throw away. And I was struggling to understand why that is. Anyone have any thoughts or suggestions? You look like you got something. Ben, yeah.
I just have a question on the second halacha.
Yeah.
Isn't leaving, if you leave a drink open, don't you have, isn't there a concern of like tumah? That like something could like fall into the drink and then the what's inside can become tame?
But potentially. I don't think we're concerned for that today though. Maybe if you...
You would see that if something falling in, there's something better.
Liquids do, like, we are concerned by tumah for liquids, but it's a good point. I just don't think we're concerned for that today. It was more the health thing is what really piques my interest. Yeah, Avia.
I'm totally making this up, but is it possible that there are certain like health concerns that we're considering to have some sort of Kabbalistic importance to them?
Yeah, it's a great point. People talk about like ruach ra'ah, like. In the context of these things, like that's one of the reasons why we maybe wash our hands in the morning. It's for Ruach Ra'ah, and maybe it's more Kabbalistic. I don't know, but more than these two examples, there's like a lot of health in the Gemara. Yeah, so it's a great point, though.
If we look at these two examples, like the reason why I feel like fish and meat stayed is because we already have like a lot of rules in the kitchen, like what we're supposed to do. So like it wasn't hard to like once like you add that, people might not necessarily think it's like, oh, there's a difference between eating like meat and milk versus like fish and meat. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, like, that's the law. That's what, like, to keep a kosher kitchen, you don't put fish and meat together.
You're saying if we let people eat meat and fish, they're going to be like...
No. I'm just saying like, that's why that Jews kept that law and not the other one.
He's already pressed it.
You're saying it was like continuously kept?
Yeah.
It was continuously kept. It wasn't like disproven or seen as irrelevant as quickly as the snake reason. Therefore, it was continuously. Therefore, it was continuously kept, and that's why we keep it going, right?
No, we don't keep it going, like because.
I think it was easy.
It was what people did. Like people just stopped caring about.
It's because there's precedent with like kashrus and stuff already. I think this is what I was saying.
Yeah, maybe it's like seen as part of kashrus. It's like in the category of kashrus and not in the category of like ancient medicine. And therefore, we keep the category of kashrus going. We don't change that, but the category of ancient medicine,
like,
we've like...
People stop, like, leaving out drinking the left-out water. Start that right when, like, the Shulchan Aruch came out? No. I think already people are already doing that, and the Shulchan Aruch codified it, no?
I don't know the history of it, of the halacha.
I'm sure, no.
It's a good question. I have to like, check, like, who says what, or what age, or what period.
Like,
but
massive heter, and I was like, oh, yeah, finally, right?
You don't know, maybe.
I mean, it seems like the heter, the what I'm seeing here... Like, the Tzitzeliezer is someone who says, like... No, not Tzitzeliezer, one second. Already by the Tosfot and the Gra, they were saying that it's no longer relevant. That's pretty old. It's a good point. Right? If already back then it was, like, thrown out, versus the other halacha, which may have been kept way into, like, much further, you know, continuously.
Yeah.
Right? But Tosfot and the Gra, that's pretty old. That's already, you know... Mm-hmm. You know, from a while. I could be also like part of the reason is like the reason that the uncovered liquid one is a very clear reason that very clearly became irrelevant. It could be for the fish and the meat one. There is like an underlying health reason that we don't necessarily understand, or it wasn't clarified what exactly it is as much. Therefore, we don't like have the authority to say it's irrelevant because we don't know exactly what it is. Is another possibility I was thinking of. Like in order to say something's irrelevant, you have to know what it is.
And
the Gemara is kind of vague when it says it's like a health concern. And then people jump in to try to explain, oh, it's a ras, it's this, it's that. It's not as clear cut.
Also, it's like, for the fish and meat, like, that's like pretty obvious, like, eating them together. Whereas if you left out a cup, like, there's like, concept like, if like most of the Jews are not going to be able to keep a halakha, like, then you shouldn't, then it's like, taken back. Like, for the, if you left a cup out overnight, like,
yeah.
You're going to be thinking about, are you... Really, every cup you see, like, oh, when did I leave that out? Like, was that out? Like, no.
I don't
like,
know. I would think that's hardly the hardest Jewish law. You know?
I know,
like,
but I'm just saying,
or most ridiculous.
If we're already like going through like which
right.
Some are less than that could
right.
be a reason why. Like, you're not going to think about every cup, like
when yeah.
they left out.
Good point.
All the shaded ones.
What's that?
What about all like the shaded stuff?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of Avi was saying about like there is like Kabbalistic sources behind these things also.
I'm saying like two things.
Maybe some Mefarshim connect health reasons to like Kabbalistic reasons. Where like I don't know, like they see it kind of as one. I don't know exactly how to like explain that, but like
Shadim is in the Kabbalah Kabbalistic reasons or they're separate.
It's Ruach Ra is like I don't know exactly. I'm not sure. All right, just to conclude, and we can talk about it after is. You know, there's halachot about eating meat and fish together, which we are machmir on today. Sfardim are also machmir and machmir on fish and milk together. But there are also health-related halachot like leaving drinks uncovered overnight, which we're no longer machmir about. And I think it's just like interesting to you know, the Torah commands us to guard our bodies and the emphasis and focus the Torah places on health. Even if we don't understand or see the relevance in it today, but like, the emphasis is still there, and I think there's, you know, what to appreciate about that also. So, enjoy, everyone.
Yeah.